This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks so much for joining us on this Friday night. We're talking about a tax credit program that can more or less help private schools in Illinois, and specifically, in this case, Costa Catholic Academy. So we'll talk about that with Costa Principal Joe Burrish, who is joining us here in studio. Joe, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me in, and I'm glad to talk about Costa and talk about this tax credit scholarship program.
This is something that I don't think got a lot of attention in terms of the legislative world, mostly because, well, for again, half of last year we didn't have a budget. But this is called the Invest in Kids Act. Tell me give me a little bit of a background on this and what this means.
Well, I think it came up. It did come about in the general legislature back in August, sometime in August, when they didn't have a budget and when they were talking about school budgets and financial packages, and then this tax credit scholarship program got added into that mix as something so Governor Garano would sign it and support it. And so that became, you know, when it first came into play. But then there was working out all the details. And literally, it was probably about December 15th when the majority of the details got to us. And then it's like the program starts on January 2nd and there's no possible way to educate the people, and especially when we didn't have all the accurate information.
Sounds like government to me.
But this is
something that more or less what allows people to give toward a private school education, right?
It sure does. I think there's a lot of benefits to this program. There's benefits to the taxpayer to start with. Everybody. I don't know of anybody who likes to pay Illinois taxes or taxes.
I'm sure there's anything. Somebody.
Yeah. Whether it was U.S. taxes, city taxes, school taxes,
right.
Taxes are not something people enjoy doing. But what this does for people who are in Illinois is if they want to donate and take part in this program, it will give you a 75% tax credit for the 2018 taxes filed in 2019. And a tax credit is different than a deduction, because the tax credit, you know, let's say your Illinois tax bill is $2,000. After everything is done and said, if you donated $1,000, they're going to take that $2,000 and they're going to deduct $750 off of that bill right there.
Okay.
So you'll only pay $1,250 then, if my math's right.
Yeah. So if this is something that, does it take effect with this year, or did it technically go into effect with, you know, the taxes you'll be filing for 2017?
No, it goes into effect for right now. The program started on January 2nd.
Okay.
And they will be for your taxes, for your 2018 taxes filed in 2019.
Okay.
But the money you donate right now comes into play for scholarships for students in our region for the 2018-2019 school year.
So let's kind of move forward from there then. You give this money and you have to identify, for example, that you're giving this to Costa. Is that right?
Yeah, that's about step four in the process. There are four steps in the process.
Okay.
But so if we can just walk through the step by step.
Absolutely.
We'll start with the first one, because if you don't do step one, there is no step two, three, and four for this year. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And the step one is, again, the Illinois legislature, and I know it's the first year through it, it's a five-year program. The second year will be an easy thing. But the first thing you have to do is request a letter ID from the state of Illinois. And everybody has to do that. There isn't anybody who doesn't have to do that to qualify for the program, because that letter ID is specific to this tax credit scholarship program.
Uh-huh.
And unfortunately, with modern technology, you would think that you could do it online. You can request the letter ID online. However, then they will mail you
a paper document. Super.
So there is a delay process there. So that's why there's an urgency right now, because in reality, it is anticipated that this program is going to max out in the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay? Really? Okay.
It really is. So, you know, you take a 5-day mailing delay in there, and it's going to be pretty close to being done and over. But that, so you need to go in onto mytax.illinois.gov and request a letter ID. That's the very first thing you need to do.
All right, and then from there, what happens?
And then from there, but I'll go back to that letter ID. That letter ID will be good for then the next 5 years, so you never have to request that again.
Okay.
Once you have that.
Okay.
Okay, so even if you do it later, you'll have that, and the process will expedite the following year.
Okay.
Okay, so you request that letter ID. Step two is they will send you the letter ID. And I got mine actually in 4 days. It was amazing. I personally got mine in 4 days, but I did it about 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
Only because I knew I needed to do it. Okay.
Yeah.
The general public didn't know that. And then the second thing, that when you get that letter ID, you need to activate your account. So you're going to take that letter ID. You're going to go back to mytax.illinois.gov, and you're going to use that letter ID number and activate your account.
Okay.
And then you'll get an email from – you will get an email the next time from the state, because you got to put in an email address.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And literally I got my email that same afternoon that I activated my account.
Great.
So that was good. Then the third thing you do is you reserve your credit. So whatever amount that you would like to consider, you go in and use the information they gave you and reserve the amount that you would like the state of Illinois to reserve for you personally as an individual or a donor.
Up to how much?
Up to $1 million.
Okay.
I would love for somebody individual to donate $1 million to Costa Catholic Academy.
Absolutely.
For next year. I don't think that's going to happen.
Hey, you never know.
Yeah, but there's $1 million limit on that. Okay.
Okay, and then you reserve that, and then what?
And then you reserve that, and then after you get a confirmation email back saying you've reserved that, you have 60 days to pay. To pay that.
You basically pay that to the Department of Revenue. Is that right?
Yes. Okay. And there's a granting organization that we're using called Empower Illinois.
Okay.
That they will make a check to or an online donation.
Okay. Let me pause right here. We'll pick up the rest of this conversation here in the next half hour of our program. I want to talk more about this credit and really, from a financial standpoint, how it can help you. We're going to talk again around 5:40 with Joe Burrish, principal of Costa Catholic Academy, about this Invest in Kids Act tax credit scholarship type program. We'll talk about the scholarship end of it and much more. But when we come back, we'll have sports and business news next on Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. We're continuing a conversation we started in our last half hour with Joe Burrish, principal of Costa Catholic Academy, talking about a new tax credit that people can take advantage of if they want to more or less give money to help benefit private schools in Illinois like Costa Catholic Academy. And that's what we're talking with Principal Joe Burrish about. So you've gone through the four steps that we talked about earlier, including reserving the credit, making the donation, requesting the appropriate documentation, and that sort of thing. And again, as you said, somebody can donate up to $1 million and get 750 grand of that back, or 75%. What kind of help does that give a school that the money is donated to,
okay,
like Costa?
Great question. I want to go back from our earlier segment interview, though, mm-hmm, and talk about that donation, that last part,
sure,
again for just 30 seconds.
Yeah.
So that last part, when you go in and make your donation after you've gone through steps 1 through 3, that is when you can designate Costa Catholic Academy as the recipient of your individual funds. Now, you don't have to do that. You can leave that up to – you know, it can go anonymously. It can go to – you can designate Costa. You can designate our region or just anywhere where the state wants to do that.
Okay.
So you've got that opportunity in the last step of the process to designate Costa Catholic Academy as an individual donor.
Okay.
Now, there are business donors as well. Business donors, unfortunately, don't get that same opportunity. their money will just be gone into our region, which is Region 3, unless they just ask to generally put it in. But so that's where you would designate Costa. And now to your question, how does that help impact students?
Yeah, this I see the word scholarship here mentioned. That can pretty much, I would imagine, help almost all but completely cover somebody's a student's education at Costa, right?
It sure can. And the second part of the program that we haven't talked about yet is there's a family application. So families need to apply starting on January 24th as well. So Costa families, that window opens on January 24th for them to electronically apply. Incoming families can apply, and through their application process, then they will be given priority consideration based on their income.
Okay.
So at the end of the day, and it's actually a pretty decent amount of money. I think like 80% of our families would qualify for some kind of scholarship.
Wow, okay.
So, for example, a family of four, if your taxes are saying that, you have a $73,800 income for the 2016 taxes, because that's what they're basing it on,
okay,
you qualify for a 50% scholarship.
Okay.
And I'm going to just...
That can be pretty significant.
I'm going to say that's at least $2,000.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay? And so that's significant, and so there's 50% scholarships, 75% scholarships, and 100% scholarships. So some families could qualify for all of their children to obtain a scholarship.
Okay.
Probably one of the factors is we need individual people to designate Costa Catholic Academy as their recipient. So those Costa kids can be identified to give the most needy kids some tuition assistance.
Are you finding in general that more people want the kind of education that Costa provides, but yet it's financially difficult for them to make that happen?
Yes, money is a factor, and tuition is a factor for parents and families to come up with that money. Because they're still paying the regular taxes they would to send their kids to public schools. So it is a financial decision families make.
Prior to this tax credit scholarship program being available, had there been help available for families who wanted to send their kids to Costa, or has it just historically been difficult?
It's historically been difficult and would continue to be difficult. I
imagine you're operating on a pretty small margin here, right?
Yes.
That's probably most of it.
I would say 1% of our kids would qualify for some other scholarship opportunity that we would give.
Okay.
Even if it was one, I mean, it's a very low percentage of kids.
Okay. So, this can really help families as much as help the school, right? I mean, because you can continue to keep the rest of your income, if you will, toward providing everything else that the school needs.
Yes, it helps the families because it helps them, those that want to send their kids to a Catholic school or a private school. It gives them some financial help to doing that, but it does help the families with the other financial needs that they have as well. I think it will help enrollment at Costa Catholic Academy if this takes off. And I think this program... I really believe that this year, initial year, it's going to be get it off the ground. But I think a year from now, on January 5th, 2019, this program is going to be maxed out, and it's going to fill up.
Conversely, though, couldn't this negatively impact public schools?
It could probably take some enrollment out, but not a huge chunk. Okay. No. And I want to say right now that I, as principal at Costa Catholic Academy, have had nothing but an outstanding working relationship with Galesburg, District 205, and Dr. Ashland and his administrative staff.
Absolutely. Okay, so people hear about the Investing Kids Act and want to give something or at least start that process going. You're working pretty hard now to get people the information they need, right?
Yes, I am. Again, because anybody who wants information, we have a lot of information on our website right now. And if you type in Costa Catholic Academy, The very first thing you're going to see on our website is an Invest in Kids button or Illinois Tax Scholarship button.
Okay.
You click on that, it'll give you all kinds of information. I personally am open and willing to talk with anybody about this program. You know, you can email me, you can call me at Costa, and I'll talk about it. But at the end of the day, I can't stress the urgency enough to register to get your letter ID.
The program just started, but time is already running out.
Yes. For example, it was $100 million max in the state. It's already half sold out.
Wow. Okay. You really need to get this process going like yesterday.
Yes. Yes. And again, it's the urgency of it, and it's unfortunate of the timelines of it for this year, but that's just the reality of it.
Okay. We're out of time, but folks can call Costa at 344-3151. And we'll also put your website and your email address up when we post this conversation to WGIL.com a little bit later on tonight. So hopefully this will work out well for families, and hopefully it'll help keep Costa rolling as well. And of course, taxpayers in general, although as I said off the air, you know, there's nothing like government making something that should be so easy as complicated as humanly possible, but you'll walk them through that, I'm sure.
Very much so. It's an easy walkthrough once you've been through it, and I've been through it, so I would be glad to help you anyway, help anybody anyway to get into it.
All right. Again, 344-3151 is the number for Costa Catholic Academy. Joe Burrs, the principal of Costa, thank you so much for coming in. Hopefully, we'll get some help going here for sure.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, Will. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Stay tuned. Kim Commando and sports coming up as Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL.